Greetings, dear family. Today is the second day of our repentance for our sins and the sins of our nation. Lord, thank you for showing up and sharing what we must repent for. Amen. Jesus, what would you have us pray for? The abuse of your military. Military is for protecting your country, not for aggression on other nations. There has been far too much interference in the governments of other nations. Abuse of power has led to the dissolution of legitimately elected heads of state all over the world. Again and again, the cry has been, "Let us interfere and get what is good from their country. Let us set up our own governments to steal, rape, and plunder what they have that we want for ourselves." Genocides. Unmentionable crimes against humanity. America, you have a lot coming to you for the corrupt politicians that have used force to control other countries. If I were to pay back to those you have stolen from, there would be nothing left of your country. But I have been merciful because of those in this nation who have shown great charity to the poor. That is the only thing preventing me from annihilating you. Cry out, my Christian people, against what your nation has done and against yourselves for not putting a stop to it. But the day is coming, yes, indeed, it is sure to come, when those who have despoiled the people of the world of their livelihoods, their resources, their health and education, all things good and decent for each nation to flourish, things I myself provided them with, the day is coming when payback will be required of you, America, and you will learn to live for the welfare of others, not your own. Be the good Samaritan to the poor of this world, and I myself will establish your resources and prosperity. But in the meantime, I say to you, no more genocides, no more raping and pillaging, no more stripping away what rightfully belongs to others. I will no longer delay the retribution coming to you. You will feel the depths of my wrath for what you are doing now. I desire justice and repentance from you, my people. Cry out. No longer shut your eyes to what your military and elected officials are doing. Stand up and cry out against them. Restore justice. Restore what you have stolen. For this, I will surely have mercy on you and your future children. And that was the end of his message. Mother Claire added, "I see the dead bodies of little African children piled high, the fruit of our iniquity. They seem to be mostly in the Congo. Soldiers are piling them onto a large truck. The soldiers are wearing jungle green khaki with berets that have a red badge on them. One of our sisters saw blood coming down and covering the earth. Another saw two flags, one of which had a crescent moon and star. There were two men, one in brown military garb and the other, bald, wearing a suit, standing below the flags. Our country is in the middle of a great battle for souls, dear ones, and we know that the best way for us to battle is in prayer. And the best source to turn to is not the news or social media, but the very Word of God. Despite our different denominations, political parties, and opinions, we are all united by the power of prayer and the blood of Jesus. We are told in James 5:16, that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. We may not be able to change other people's hearts or minds with our words, but we have the power to pray for them and to see God do miracles in their hearts through our prayers. Amen.